Peace, 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 everyone. This is Mama Serene Blue. It must be time for me to get in record mode, and I'm so glad that I recorded the last podcast, because this is going right in the flow. So, on this episode, first off, let me say, I hope you are having a great day, a great morning, a great rising, great evening, wherever you may be at this time. Okay, now let's get into it. I want to talk about blocking. Blocking and detachment. This has been something for me, and it's almost like I can't even, whatever. But this is blocking. This has been a subject, a focus for me throughout all my life. Certain people I have had to block, certain memories, places, block. And here's the thing when it comes to blocking, aka ghosting, detaching, however you want to identify it with how I'm saying it. But I'm telling you, the word I'm using for this episode or for this podcast is blocking. And in the levels of blocking, how that leads to detachment and ghosting. For me, in my experience, and just what's been a reoccurring issue as of lately is blocking. Right? So, what's interesting to me is there was this person that I decided to block. Now, we was like, basically this was a friendship I'm not gonna say it was anything more than that. I'm going to say exactly what it was. It was a friendship that has been, it basically was like a situationship that was based on potential. And because of that, I am calling it a friendship because it never elevated any further, right? But in this situationship, I have noticed that it is very much so hot, cold, hot, cold. One minute we good, we'll separate for a while, come back, try again. Same thing, hot and cold. Like, when we good, we good. When we not, we not. Like, and when I say like we not, there's no communication there. It's almost like this situationship was because of moments of being bored, me needing to find something else better to do with my time than conversating with this person. But of course, everything is a lesson. Everything happens as the way that it should. But this last time that we basically was trying to reconcile like our bond, I'll say that, our connection, our bond, we were trying to reconcile it enough to where we could still be friends. And the thing is, I had this conversation with this person, and the last time that I cut them off, I had made the decision to block them. Like, I'm not going to keep doing this hot and cold or whatnot. But, you know, knowing me, this person hit me up, found basically what I had come to realize is that I had blocked this person. They still found another way to come in contact with me. And instead of looking at it like this was a test, which I knew it was a test spiritually, like on my boundaries to see, am I really solid in my boundaries like I say I am? Like, you solid over here and over here and over here, but with this one person, we're going to test you again. And instead of following my stomach gut, because I felt butterflies, and you know, this all this like talk about when you feel butterflies, that's not a good thing. That's your body's way of saying this ain't it. And even though I felt that with this person, once they had found a way, after I had already blocked them in one way, they found another way to, you know what I mean, to reach out to me. And I, like I said, I knew it was a test, so it wasn't necessarily the fact that I was ignoring my intuition. To me at that time, I feel like it was a test for my communication. Like, I'm at a point in my life right now, like, I don't like communicating and leaving it on a, you know what I mean? Like it's not on good terms. Like, regardless of the connection or relationship with the person, if we are able to at least conversate it. Look how country I am. If we're able to have a conversation as mature adults, which is what we were trying to do, basically. Like, it was this time when this person reached out to me, like, we both admitted we was trying to, you know, to be more mature about it. We both was trying to make sure the communication was clear. You know what I mean? Like, just trying to learn from our ways of communicating. Me trying to learn, not even just this other person, me. Basically, I was like, either way it goes, just showing up. I know what I feel in my intuition, but I have been like reflecting and working so much on my communication and making sure that each person that I talk to, that I am communicating effectively, you know, learning my lessons. And I thought that from that last conversation that we had, that okay, like I was calm. Like, after that conversation, I felt like, oh, okay, cool. Like, I finally got through to this person. This person has finally got through to me, and we made an agreement that we was going to be friends. And after this conversation, when I tell you, like, I think maybe we text each other, and it's like I said, this was not in a romantic way. We text each other the next day. Okay, cool. But ever since that day, we have not spoke. And this has been some weeks. Okay, like, we talking about now we're going on a month and we ain't spoke. And as of lately, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm getting downloads. I'm seeing things. And I'm like, okay. On a spiritual level, this person is on my radar, mentally. Rather, it's me thinking about this person, or this person is thinking about me. But I know me, right? I can't speak for that person. I can only speak for me. I know that, you know, in order for me to be thinking about you, you gotta be thinking about me to that extent to where I'm getting downloads and messages back to back, 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 back to back. I mean, like, everywhere. Like, scrolling on social media, I go on YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Like, every time I'm like trying to refocus, I'm seeing something that reminds me of this person. And it just reminded me enough to for me to come on here, as drag out as I am, but for me to come on here and be like, remembering our last conversation that I thought that we had as mature adults, which was basically along the lines of, this person asking me, like, hey, like, we actually had a conversation about the blocking itself. The person asked me, why did you block me? And I had stated my boundaries, you know, how I felt, how I wanted to move moving forward. And that was agreed upon. But in, you know what I mean, in this conversation, he asked me why I was still blocking him. And I told him. And I asked him the same thing in return. You know, if you noticed that I keep blocking you and I keep cutting you off, why do you keep coming back to me? And in his response, he said, you know, I felt like whatever issues that we've had in the past, it was petty. And that we were just trying to be mature adults. And it's no surprise that even after we haven't spoken in like a month, that the same result is happening. So back to the point with blocking. I'm getting all these messages and I'm getting all these downloads. Because like I said in my last podcast, I have been in a weird, not necessarily a weird space, but this was another level of detachment. You know what I mean? Just another level to my journey. Deeper from, it's another level, but this level is so much clearer now than before. So, not only had I been getting messages, and I guess these messages are about the blockages and the blocking that I am seeing and receiving. Like, when you ask for a sign to be shown to you spiritually in a way that you are able to understand. Anytime that you ask for a sign from your higher self, a higher power, God, however you identify it, we don't always seem to pick up on the signs like right away. Like some signs are clear as day, and then some others, you go back and forth with your intuition and you question it. And if, I think with this in particular, as far as blocking, that's what I had been doing. I've been going back and forth, and just in my mind trying to make sure that my boundaries are firm. And so, not only have I realized that, and the thing is, I recently had just made a post on my Instagram story about blocking. And it was basically about a meme, basically saying like, oh, I ain't gonna deal with nobody. I'm gonna just keep block, 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 block. And it didn't dawn on me until just a few minutes ago before I started recording that I cannot continue blocking. Me, myself, I cannot continue to keep blocking, which I know for a fact is why I had this last conversation with this person. Because if I continue to keep blocking people, I'm going to keep blocking people from coming into my life. Like, that's just the way I see it. The energy, sometimes the energy you put out is what you're going to receive. And even though I know, like, my intention of blocking is because either A,
I can't control them, or B, I can't control myself responding to them. So it's easier to block. But even though when you block somebody, you still have the power and the control to go back and unblock them, which is things that I've done before. I have blocked somebody, then unblocked somebody, then unblocked. And it's almost hitting me like blocking ain't the problem. Bitch, it's you. It's you. Now, don't get me wrong. In certain cases, in certain extreme cases, you do need a block. And in the physical world, you need to make that block legal. I ain't talking about an extreme to those cases. The blocking that I'm doing is more so like on a petty level. Let me not bullshit. But, and it's not necessarily like a petty level. What I mean, like, it's not to the extreme case, right? It's not to that extreme level to where I'm going to have to get legal help to help me. You know what I mean? It's not that. So it's really hitting me that, like, blocking on certain levels and is petty. And I used to think this way a long time ago. Like, I ain't gonna block a hater. If a hater wanna see me, if somebody wanna see me, you know what I mean? They gonna see me. But just, like I said, I have been, like, blocking has been a thing for me for a while. Like, if I wanna think about something, I'll block it out. But I realized, like, even when you block motherfuckers off or you cut other people off, like I said before, just how this person decided to create a whole another identity or page that I didn't know nothing about. And at first I was thinking, this must really mean something. And it do. It means a lot of things for him and it means a lot of things for me. Now what it means for him, I don't give a fuck no more. But what it means for me is I cannot keep doing that. It's all, like, to me, blocking is, like, if somebody is, like, generally wasting my time, I don't like what they say, I just block them. Block them. And I just know I can't keep doing that. Like, it really just hit me that even though, like, to me, blocking, I'm serious, like, this really just hit me. Blocking, in my experience, and maybe it'll resonate with some of you who are listening, it's like a tactic from survival mode. And if I'm really trying to get out of survival mode, and if this person is not threatening, you know what I mean, my physical harm, being they ain't stopping shit in my physical, then this blocking that I've been doing to certain people that don't deserve it. And like I said, I do believe in certain cases, you do got to block. Some motherfuckers just don't understand, no. And I ain't talking about those cases. I mean, like, blocking ongoing relationships that you had that just goes from hot to cold. That's the type of blocking. I'm talking about blocking in connections and bonds that are hot and cold. So the fact that I've come to this, that, like, and the thing is, what's making me, another reason why it's making me realize, like, I thought about it. Like, I've been thinking about, okay, if me and this person have not had any conversation, and I do mean none. We ain't had no type of conversation, communication, no nothing. I should just go ahead and block him. He won't hit my line, no way. You know what I mean? But then something said ding ding in my head, ding ding, like ding, like it was an alert. I thought about another part of the conversation and just some of the things that I had been getting downloads. Sometimes people receive blocking like you care. So some people look at a block and be attracted to it, like, okay, that means I gotta come harder, or I gotta chase this person even more because now they block me. No. So, in my own case and experience, majority of the blocking I've done was on a petty level that could have been communicated. But I'm saying when it can't be communicated, block, for sure. But if it can be communicated and this person ain't on that type of light level, at least to what you, whatever the case may be, if you need to block them, block them. But majority of the time, even when you do block them, you still have the power to unblock them at any given moment. So it's not really the physical act of blocking them. Anything you do in the physical is nothing more than a manifestation of the mental. So it's basically like you put an extra cushion to whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, which is the block. So I've come to realize that even in my moments of being petty or stubborn, in those rare moments where I'll go back and unblock. And I ain't gonna say like a whole 4-page letter, but I'll unblock. And then once you pop up and you come for me, then I'm gonna say whatever it is I gotta say. But I think I've reached this peaceful level in blocking, which is don't even block them at all. The physical act, you literally have to, instead of blocking, just look at it as detachment. And that's what I meant by, from ghosting to blocking to detachment. I think those three words work, you know, simultaneously with each other. They're very similar, but they all are different. Ghosting is when you just up and you, it's almost like ghosting is the result from blocking. You've made a decision to no longer contact or connect with this person, so you decided there needs to be some type of block. And then from blocking, you go to ghosting. And from ghosting, you somehow are still, you know, now transitioning to detachment. But I think for me, it's the peaceful side. It's blocking without the irritation. It's me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've reached a peaceful point that I don't even have to block you no more. You know how powerful that is? To come to the realization that you are so, people cannot even fuck with you to the point to where you don't even have to block them, because mentally, you know, they show up with the bullshit. You don't even have to respond. You don't have to open up that message. You don't have to open up that text. You don't have to open up that email. That is you deciding to engage in that. So that's you. You know, when it comes to blocking, I've really come to realize and I think maybe that's why, another reason why I've been quiet. You know, you reach a level, you reach a point, you reach a distance, you reach a location in your spiritual journey where you've come to realize, bitch, it's me. It ain't them, it's me. It's me. It's you. You. We have more power than we have ever failed to realize. Just how powerful we are. Just how mental we are. And I think, you know, when I'm going through these connections and they're changing and shifting and new people are coming and old people, it reminds me of my abandonment issues. And the fact that I don't have control. That things are not going to last forever. To a certain degree, a lot of things are temporary. Some things transfer over spiritually. That's why I say not everything is temporary. A lot of things are temporary. But it doesn't, just because physically you don't see it anymore, doesn't mean it's not happening on another planet, in another realm, you know? So, I have reached a point in my journey about peaceful blocking. Now, that's not to say the motherfuckers that I got blocked now, I ain't finna go back and unblock them. Oh, no, no, no. Anybody that I have a block on now needs to stay blocked. But from this point on, there's no more unblocking. There's no more blocking and like, I'm tired of that. And I feel like this whole chaser, runner, all these connections about twin flames and shit, that's the reason why we having them. It's because it's us. It's not them. It's you. It's me. It's us. It's us deciding to engage in it. And I think with some people, it's just easier to do. Like, it's not to say I didn't know this before, because obviously I had already been doing this to other people. But this was just a recent person I got to test with, and I think I finally got it. And like I said, this may not be for everybody, but for me, the piece in it that I had enough energy to even block you, it now bothers me. I had enough energy and time in my day to make sure to put all those parameters up. I can only imagine, like, what other block, you know what I mean? Just blocking somebody. Like, just imagine you got all these people blocked, and then you got other areas in your life that's blocked. Now, how is that affecting you? And I think this was the piece for me. It really was. So, and maybe this, like I said, this makes perfectly sense to me mentally. Like, I really gotta, like, blocking is a thing for me. I need to let go, because I feel like you, too much of doing something is, usually, you know, too much of a good thing is can be a bad thing. And I have blocked and blocked and blocked and blocked and blocked in a lot of areas in my mental, in a lot of areas in my life, a lot of people in my life. And it's almost like blocking is also related to self-sabotage for me. Because then that just relates back to abandonment. I can't keep blocking everybody forever. Right? Right. And it just really all hit me that, like, every blockage I've been doing here, no wonder why there was blockages showing up over here and over here and over here. Because so it was just me coming to terms with the whole idea of blocking. All this time, I had to grasp the lesson and realize it was me and never them, never that person. And it's crazy because you can hear this from somebody else and you be like, that's the way to do it. But until your mental catches up to it and you receive it, it's a whole nother thing. And I just want to say, give thanks to the universe and my ancestors and all those who are protecting and guiding me, my spiritual council, my spirit team, everything, for getting me to this point. I don't want to block anything. I am so motherfucking powerful that whatever's meant for me, another motherfucker could never ruin that in my destiny. to even think that a motherfucker think that they could have that much power over me or over you to where you got to put a block on them. And they get to laugh and be like, oh, I done made this person so fed up. And with me, that's almost like inviting narc energy back into you to come around in your space. You just gonna keep blah, 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 blah. And the reason why I say narcissist is because, like I said, I've taken this approach with certain people in my life. I just needed to do this approach with more. I need to, like, this peaceful approach about not letting shit fuck with me and block me. The same way how I deal with one person over, I need to deal with everybody like that. Or mostly everybody like that. Like I said, in some cases, you do have to put a block because the other person does not know. Not because of you, but because of the other person. I think that's what the blockage is. Blocking is for. Blocking somebody so that they won't reach out to you. And once they, you know what I mean? Like, once it gets to the point to where it's not two mature people and there's someone still chasing after you, then I get the block. I understand the block. Trust me, I know. But this level right here, I am so, just so grateful. So, until next time, y'all, this is Peaceful Blocking. I am closing this podcast episode. Again, if you want to reach out to me, my email is SereneBlue7. That is SereneBlu, the number 7 at gmail.com. And until next time, peace.